Good morning. With building humidity yesterday, we had a couple of showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours. Now more widespread showers and thunderstorms have moved into parts of interior New York and New England for early this morning. Some of the thunderstorms are producing locally heavy downpours with an inch of rain in a short period of time, causing localized flash flooding in spots. This activity will shift to the north into the Champlain Valley and central and northern parts of New England through the morning. Meanwhile, a stationary front is draped across the region. It will be the focus for additional scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon hours as waves of low pressure ripple along the front, and some of the heavier showers could produce localized flooding. We will continue this risk into the evening hours as temperatures push into the middle and upper 70s. It'll be cloudy and muggy tonight with that system still lingering around the region as temperatures drop back into the 60s with additional scattered showers and thunderstorms and widespread areas of fog. Another wave of low pressure will pass through the region tomorrow morning, producing additional scattered showers. And with this system only slowly moving through, we do run the risk at even a few showers into tomorrow afternoon, especially in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy on Friday with highs staying in the lower 70s. We'll start a drying trend as we head into the upcoming weekend. Still the risk of some cloud cover on Saturday morning, but sunshine should gradually come back as high pressure builds in the afternoon hours and temperatures will reach the middle to upper 70s. That high-pressure ridge at the surface will be accompanied by an upper-level ridge on Sunday. This will provide us with even more sunshine and warmer temperatures with highs for the second half of the weekend around 80. That ridge in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will only build in stronger early next week. For the period Monday through Wednesday, we'll have a good deal of sunshine, increasing humidity, and highs pushing into the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley. Damaging winds and large hail will be the primary risks with these storms as modest northwesterly flow and moderate instability appear adequate for upward growth of thunderstorms. Meanwhile, heat advisories are out for the mid-Mississippi Valley and an excessive heat warning for the St. Louis area. The heat index in these locations will be in the 105 to 110 degree range through the end of the week. Heat advisories are also out for coastal South Carolina, southern Georgia, and the northern parts of Florida. Also, heat advisories for the immediate Gulf Coast of Texas. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower activity associated with an elongated area of low pressure located a few hundred miles east of the southern Windward Islands. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for development during the next couple of days, and a tropical depression could form while the system moves west-northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour across the Lesser Antilles and over the eastern Caribbean Sea. The mountainous terrain of Hispaniola and western Cuba could limit development during the first part of the weekend, but conditions are expected to be conducive for development early next week when the system is forecast to move near or over the Bahamas. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate the low this afternoon, if necessary. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with light rain and 66 degrees, the dew point 62, 87% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas and Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Daniel and Snake River Ranger Station, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a chance of showers and storms in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature, 72, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 83 hundredths and 26.03 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 59. The record high, 98, set in 1916, and the record low, 42, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:08 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m. 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 70s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs near 80. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, also muggy with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. More showers and possibly a storm tonight. Also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, also muggy with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid, with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the mid-70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, muggy, with areas of fog, with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, still mostly cloudy, with scattered showers, especially in the morning, lower 70s. Clouds giving way to sunshine on Saturday, in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday in the lower 80s, and mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.